Sadi Zion Sefei. Mishena Maria, a person who doesn't smell, and a work of psalmim. We can't make a bracha on the psalmim. We can't discover the hoti bnei beisa ketanim shegil lechinuch the hoti the mishena yudeya. So he can't use the regular rule of being motzi somebody because it's in the brachas and the henin. The rules by brachas and the henin, you cannot be motzi somebody else unless you're also being the henin at the same time. However, in a case where you're saying the bracha because of chinuch purposes. Or the person is not able to say it themselves, which is equivalent of chinuch purposes. Even though you're not being the henna, you still can make the bracha.
And so he just makes an assumption that other people there can't smell. If he can't smell, he assumes other people can't smell.
No, he just can't make the bracha. It's a choice in the matter. They can make the bracha.
He can't make the bracha for himself, but he makes the bracha for the other people.
He can't make a bracha for other people either. It's brachas and a henin. Brachas and a henin, you cannot make a bracha to much as somebody else unless you're being the henna also, unless you're doing it for chinuch purposes, like a small child who can't make the bracha as well. Yudav Mishena Mariach, Hainu Shein Luchu Shereh, he doesn't have a sense of smell. Theoretically, it also could be a case where a person is sick right now. I don't know why. The case of the mechaber was a person who doesn't have a sense of smell. Period. Okay, lohitzi tzichem shirichu take a bracha brachosa. So, but he can say it for chinuch purposes, and they will immediately the people which are listening, the child or the adult who cannot make a bracha, has to immediately benefit. Like any time you do brachos and henin, you have to be moitzi. You have to eat right away without an interruption. So he gave two examples. One is to be hotzi bnei beis haktanim, which are gil chinuch. One is a person who's not yudeya. Now comes with the mishabur and says that kol achrenim cholkem ozeh b'sarvim the davka lohotzi bnei beis haktanim hu deshori. He's not smelling. It's brachos in the head. So what are you making brachos for? So the same, you're training your child. So that's part of your responsibility to train your child. So you can train your child to say the bracha. Who is able to smell? He doesn't know what to say. He doesn't know how to say it. You say it, and he's able to hear the, and eventually he'll learn how to say it himself. So that's a part of mitzvah chinuch. But how is he being moitzi to this person? It's a brichas and a henin, which arbus doesn't work for brichas and a henin, unless you're being the henin as well. So how can he moitzi the other person who, even though it's not chinuch, it's being moitzi him? So you can't be moitzi him if you can't make the bracha yourself. Now, Zot Mishavura, Vaft Batsim Hakiddish Abdullah Yochel Hotzi Acher Ma'afal Pishain and Machayim Bedover. He can be much to somebody else in Kiddish or Havdalah, even though he's not Chayiv Kagarin. For example, Shayotza Kabar, he ready with Mikabar, he was ready to say Kiddish or Havdalah. So, how can he do that? Shani Hosam Shehu Ehim Chebo called Ish Yisra. Everybody has a Chayiv to say these brachas. Chol Yisra, Rabim Zebazem, we have the Navarbis. You don't have a chiyuv that you must say birchas psalmim, and if you don't have psalmim available, you're not mechayev to go look for them. Okay, they also have aleph. So who daimer lachol birchas in a henna and sheni yochel lahitzi acherim bivachosa im enu in a henna oz batzmai. So birchas in a henna, I cannot be mercy you based on arbus because don't be in a henna, don't make the bracha. Okay, they also have kusam azayin sif yutes. Okay, who adin? Now, therefore, Misha Hivdo Kvar, I'll give you a much more common scenario. So, somebody said Abdullah already. And he's Yetzah Abdullah. He's Yetzah Ne'er and Besomim. He's already Yetzah all those brachas. Now, somebody else who was not Yetzah yet asked him to be Mertzah. So he can make the brachas Abdullah to be Mertzah somebody else, but he can't make the brachas Areyach unless he smells. I can't just say b'rechas something to you. I'm not being the henna. So I have to be in the henna again. I have to make a new b'rechas of psalmim. Now, and you would have to add in, and it's talking about a scenario where he be chayiv b'rechas psalmim again, that his first act of b'rechas psalmim has ended. And now he's chayv in a new act of making a bracha on the summon. That there was some type of a pause in between, etc. Now, it's an interesting thing. So a person makes a brepia golfin, and then he makes the bracha of havdol. So and then he drinks. So how are you drinking? You know, there'll be masach between the yai and drinking. Person says a moitzi, and then he starts talking. He needs a new bracha. You can't be masach between your bracha and your achila. So we say, no problem, since the purpose of saying the Brei Pri Gofen is to fulfill the halacha of saying the Birchus Havdolah Alakos, so the bracha you say Havdolah Alakos can't be considered a hafzik. Well, what about psalmim in there? Since your mechuyav to say psalmim in there, so it's also not considered a hafzik. What about a person who stops saying a Birchus of someone because he wants to smell it? He's not chayv in psalmim earlier. He already did psalmim earlier. Why is it not a hafzik? Right? So that's the Mishmaru seems that he'll do that. And that's not considered a hefsek between the shti at the end. Where else do you find something similar? Sir Moshe has a tshuva like this. A woman said, it's Yom Tov, and a woman said, a Shechianu. On lighting of the candles. So, Bethlehem saying Shechianu lighting the candles is strange in halacha, because our Machayev to say Shechianu meager than you say Shechianu on the kois. Well, meager than you can say Shechianu on the Yom Tov without any Maisa Bechlal. But because I always said, since if you have an option, you should say on the kois, it should have it be a Berachas Shevach on the kois. But saying it together with the Shech Yonah that the Yom Tov has come, you don't make Shech Yonah on Halach, you make Shech Yonah on the Yom Tov, it's supposed to be said Halachos. Okay, but many women is to say it on the Halachos Neiros. Now her husband comes home and says Kiddush. So he says the Brei Pri Gofen, he says the Birchus of Kiddush, then he says the Shech Yonah. Does she answer Amen? Then she's going to drink from the wine based on her husband's rape being offered. So she doesn't need Yotze Shechian, she was at Yotze Shechian already. So the Chara, you could argue that the Amen is a hefsek, because you know, if she says Amen to the Shechianu, which is she doesn't need to be Yotze with, it's a hefsek. If I make a rape being offered in the middle of the week, and then you say a bracha at that moment, I can't. If I say an Amen between my rape being offered and my drinking, I'm about to my bracha. I need to make a new bracha, because they have to make a bracha. It's an Amen and a bracha. That's wonderful, but you can't make an Amen and a bracha right now. I can't even make an Amen and a bracha and become somebody else's rape coffin. It doesn't belong here. The Rosh says she answers Amen. Because since that's... since that's the way the husband is supposed to be saying Kiddush, because he is Bukhiv to say Shechian over there, so that that became the normal Seder Kiddush that he's supposed to say, so that her main is not considered a hefsek. So over here also, since the standard nusach of Havdolah includes psalmim, and he's saying psalmim over here not for himself that he wants to smell, I mean that's what he's doing, but he's saying it because he wants to tell the person who has a responsibility to say psalmim in this place, because it's for him it's Havdolah, so it's not considered a hefsek, even though he's adding all these extra words, because there's a valid Havdolah need in this spot. Okay, so he says like this, the mash and makes an oshim shame writes him lots of rikhas and there but some him shomer hamavdol. So the mavdol says Rifri Goffin, he says a bracha on the psalmim, the bracha on the nair, and then he says Havdalah. He said, listen, you know what? We'll be yotze with the Havdalah, and we'll make our own birchas haner and own birchas psalmim afterwards. So now, if they do it after the whole Havdalah, fine. But if they do it b'shoah shomer hamor hamavarch birchas hamavdil, so they didn't get to the psalmim themselves. So they you know, right away. So they finally get the psalmim, and meanwhile the mavdil is going weiter, saying that the birchas of mavdil. So he says, and he's saying the bracha of psalmim at that moment. So it's not Yotz Avdolah. So you can't make another bracha while you're being motzi, being yotze with a bracha. It's better that everybody should use one bracha than each one should make their own bracha. Unless he's too far away, that he can't be Yotze right now because he has no benefit from the light. Then Yotze Oz Mavirchas Amavork. Come on, Mazay Sarches, Sifidalad, Sifdalad, Rabinzel, Lechav, Lots of Mirchas Aner, El Yachar, Isal Achar Abdallah, Shia Samachetalish. So don't be Yotze right now. He'll say Mirchas Aner, he'll say Mirchas Amavl, you'll be Yotze Amavl, then you'll go benefit from the light. Say the Mirchas Aner then.
What's this case?
The person not being Yotze, the Birchas Aner, and the Birchas Psamim, he's saying it himself. So he shouldn't say it himself during Hamavdil, while the one who's saying Avdol is saying Hamavdil, because that's going to be a conflict. He'll say it afterwards.
Why isn't he want to be Yotze, the Birchas Psamim, and the Birchas Aner?
He won't say it himself. So Shabur says that's, you know, that's. In general, it's wrong because it's a fair shagamora that Rabbi Amar Melech is. The more has machlokes between Bisham Yisol, the more in Elul Devarim in Brachas about the order. How you say Abdullah, etc. So in that context, the more over there says that it's on my Brachas Aner that. Beis Shammai says that each person says their own Birchas Aner, and Beis Hillel says one person says the Birchas Aner and he's mitzvah everybody else. The person says, what's Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai says, because the Bittul Torah. It's talking about a case where people are sitting and learning. So until you ever get everybody quiet to be able to be yotze with the bracha on the one who's saying the bracha of the Ner, so you lose all that time, whereas each person makes their own. So you know, right away, they're ready. They make the bracha and they go back to learning. Vesila says no. So here we're talking about a situation where everybody has their own option to say it themselves, and Vesila still says that it's better to do that, even though you're going to have this time lapse. That's better than each person saying it himself. So you see this very clearly. If we have an option, if each person saying it himself, one person being much to everybody, it's much better one person being much to everybody. We discussed this once by Kiddush. You know, what's better in Halacha, each person should say their own Kiddush, or one person should much see everybody else with Kiddush? So we brought over there. The Tosefer Shabbos on Hilchos Shabbos, he brings this raya that's much better than one person to say Kiddush for everybody else. The Sefer Eilat Shabbos says each person should say their own. Right? So when I said it then, so Zeb said to me, "This is Shemei Karnas. It's not Mitzvah. It's not Shlichus." What?
I was about to ask that again.
Okay, it's not Shlichus. So I said, you see from him and the Prima also actually says that Shemek Karner works based on the Din of Shlichus. Everybody else argues in them. That's Pashas. And the Tosefer Shabbos, when he says this argument on the other Shabbos, he says, anyway, he says, first of all, Rabbi, you see Pharisee and Gomorrah, whether you're right or you're wrong, the Gomorrah, if you're right, that means that's Mamash the Gomorrah. Beis Shammai says, each person says their own bracha, Mitzvah Yetzim Mishluchai. And Beis Hillel says, no, Rebbe Amahadis Melech trumps that. So it's a nice story, but it's clear in Gomorrah that Rebbe Amahadis Melech trumps it. That's Mamash the case of the Gomorrah. Each person makes their own bracha, one person makes for everybody else. So first of all, second of all, what's the Mitzvah Yetzim Mishluchai? It's Shesh Shemei HaKoyna. So what's the name of the cup? So that's Mamash's second kasha. But his first kasha is like, even if you're right, Lishitoska. So he's saying the same thing over here. It's much better that one person should say the Birchas Aner for everybody else, unless they can't be yotze with him. So this whole idea of making their own thing is really not preferred. Okay. Fine.
It's not
The next siman. What?
It's not mitzvah
bo yosir mibishluchah
because it's
shomayakah. If I use shlichus, so it's better I should do myself and not use shlichus. Shomayakah is not shlichus. The kiddush of shomayakah is that my hearing counts as if I said it. So I'm not using you. You're not my shliach. I am being yotzei with my shmir. So I'm doing it myself. It's up to your amir as being my, is my shliach instead of me. I'm hearing it, and through hearing it, I'm yotzei. So that's called hearing. The mitzvah is the chiddush that shmir works in place of amir. So I'm doing the shmir. So I'm doing my own mitzvah. Right, that's his argument. Okay. Zok the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Next siman. Siman Reish Ches Sadi. Because you don't, if you write it the normal way, you would write it in the order, it would come out to a word which has to do with negative things. So some people have a minute not to do that. Right? Revolver writes in one place, he says that he wants. Yeah. I didn't say it. Okay. Revolver writes a fascinating thing. He was once having, I don't know how he became familiar with it, but he said that in the Vatican, when they teach Hebrew grammar, so they they teach conjugation. So what verb do they use? They use the verb kata, which means to kill. That's the word that they chose to use to teach the conjugation of verbs, of Hebrew verbs. Okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know if they still do that or not. I don't know, but that's still anyway. If he has fire, he makes a bracha. He's not mechuyev to go seek out a fire, but like Meshavur mentioned this before, so by Shabbos it's a bracha on the Bria Seor, and Motzei Yom Kippur it's not a bracha on Bria Seor. Bria Seor wasn't Motzei Yom Kippur, I mean, unless Motzei Yom Kippur is Shabbos. Yom Kippur can fall out during the weekdays as well. So, but it's a bracha on the fact that you were not able to benefit from using the fire in any way beforehand, and now you're able to. So that's something which Chazal Masakan, you need to address this benefit that you've received back. So you're mechuyev to state that, i.e., you're mechuyev to search out fire to make the bracha. So let's say, for example, the Motzei Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, so you can't make Havdalah right then, but you make a bracha of Eish without a kais, because Mikra in the Mor says that it can be said without a kais. The bracha of Or on the Marei Ho'Eish, but once you make a bracha of kais, it's appropriate to misadder all of the different brachas of the Shabbat over the kais as well. But if you don't have it available, you make a bracha on the eish even without the kais. And the same thing is true by Besom.
Yeah, I'll make a bracha on the Besomim in the night of Tisha.
Not that Tisha B'Av, right? Before I call in there, Mishabur Aleph. Yishum, the Tilas B'yasa Habi, Motzei Shabbos, fire was created, Motzei Shabbos, Kabinim, Pesachim, Daf, and Dalet. Motzei Shabbos, Nosa, Kosh Baruch, Deya, Ba'odam, Harishan, Matochen, Shtei Havonim, Zoy, Bezoy, Be'yotze, Mehen, Ur. Bershom gave this thought into Adam Rishon's head, the cop that you can make a fire that way and benefit from the light and the warmth of the fire. Now, while they're working, Motzei Yom Kippurim, Av Kashen Achal B'Motzei Shabbos. So when Yom Kippur, Motzei Yom Kippur is Motzei Shabbos. Yom Kippur was Shabbos. So it's like any other Motzei Shabbos, you make a bracha on the Eish, because that's when the Eish was Nivra. But if you're making it when Yom Kippur falls out during the week, so what about that? Neishu Ke'en Havdalah. It functions like Havdalah. How so? Shakala Yom Ha'Yo also Lishtamish B'Zeh Or. The whole Shabbos, you cannot use this fire. I'm sorry. The whole Yom Kippur, you cannot use this fire for even for Echol Nefesh. Look, which Echol Nefesh is Mutter. But actual Mutter, now you're able to use the fire, so you need to thank for that change. So now it functions like a havdala. Just like havdala, you're mechuyev to try and go get wine. So we're mechuyev to try and get esh to make a bracha. Okay. Barei me'orei ho'esh. So the plural, it's plural. Me'orei ho'esh. The lights of the fire. Lights, plural, with S at the end. The kama nehura ika benura. So we assume that there are different types of colors, different types of light coming out of a fire. Levana, there's white. Aduma, reddish. Ruka, an orange, yellowish color. Of imamar ma'or ha'esh, that's a bach, lo yotza, filo b'diyabed, imamar b'rei, bora ma'orei ha'esh, lashon obar, is yotza. So you said ma'or ha'esh, not yotza, you said not b'rei, but bora ma'orei ha'esh, lashon obar, that yar yotza. Then start lachzer acharov, shem avorchim elu nezecher, shenivar ha'or, b'mot tishab, esuchanal, tzecher. Okay, you can proceed on the Havdalah without the Nair. We head on the Or, you'll make a bracha on the Eish later on. This halacha of breaking a bracha on Ma'arei Ha'esh is not like Havdalah you get until later in the week. It's only the inyan of Motzei Shabbos. The fire was Nivra then, so you have to say Motzei Shabbos. Dafka le motzei shabbos lo yotze the orv zmanoy kikumon simrei sari test sevot.
Not borum orei
hay sheborum orei. Okay, and he said mishen lekois. Verse doesn't have a kois, so you're not making abdol. You still make a bracha on the eish. Vim mishar she is damal lekois belayla. Verse a little more kadam sheyavu the yodei hakois. Okay, so he's going to get the kais later on tonight. So he can then say bracha of Havdalah ala kais. And he can say all the brachas ala kais as well and get the mila that being said ala kais. But meanwhile, he wants to learn meanwhile. So he's allowed to learn because even he can't learn before a mitzvah, but there's a shomer because the point is somebody's be delivering wine to him. The person is going to act as a shomer. So he's allowed to learn. Problem is, it's dark. So he has to light a fire. So one second, you're being benefiting from this fire that you made Motzei Shabbos without making bracha a barei reish on the fire. It would be a birchas on a henin on the fire. This would not be possible. Well, we said before, Mr. Burr said multiple times already, this is the third time he's saying this, that we look at it more as a birchas hashabach. So you'll say the Shabbat later on. Right now, meanwhile, you'll even though you're benefiting from the fire right now by learning to the Or HaNer, you'll make the bracha on it later on. Okay. The Shar Tzion in Sukkot and Aleph asked the question. So we said by Motzei Shabbos, you're making it's a zecher for the new fire which was created Motzei Shabbos. Yom Kippur, you're not doing that. You're saying it as a havdalah on the fact that there was fire that you couldn't use. Motzei Shabbos also should have that reason. Now you're saying it on the fire that you couldn't use. There should be that element as well. So, l'chara, if you tell me Yom Kippur the loch is Yitzhak Lachzer Acharov because it's a Havdol Degadin, so l'chara Matzah Shabbos also should be Yitzhak Lachzer Acharov because of the Havdol element. So the Shar Tzion says the two questions answer each other. That since you can make it on a new fire on Matzah Shabbos, that fire wasn't here on Shabbos, so you can't make the Havdalah is, here was a fire which on Shabbos I could not use, and now I can use it. That's when it's Nicker, the Havdalah. There was no fire in Shabbos, so I didn't use fire. Right? Now there's a fire, so I use the fire. So it's not a nicker. But Yom Kippur, the luck is, it's a dinam near Shabbos. You make the bracha on a fire which had been lit during Yom Kippur. Well, he didn't light it, but it was he lit it before Yom Kippur, but it was lit. It was burning while Yom Kippur was in effect. So I say, here was Or Eish available. on Yom Kippur, and he didn't use it, and now he's using it. That's the Havdalah. So it has to be there from beforehand, but there's no such requirement on Matzah Shabbos. Okay.
Mishnah Berurah also pointed out that you're showing the Yom Kippur is different than the Yom Tovim, where you have Ocha Nefesh.
Right, whereas the other Yom Tovim, you're able to actually use it on Yom Tovim. There's no Havdalah at all. Right.
Right, so actually, if you want to make the point, then Yom Kippur to say, now this is Yom Kippur, isn't it? Even Ocha Nefesh is also Shabbos. You don't have that confusion, so you wouldn't have that reason.
Okay, I don't think he means that the reason why we do it is to point out that Yom Kippur is not Chol Nefesh Zos. You're just saying that's the fact.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's right there. Mitzvah min avukah levorach al avuka. It's appropriate to make a bracha. It's preferable to make a bracha on an avuka. Means more than one wick. So it's a torch. Aviyesh mishoimer sheim ein lo avuka tzarech lahavdik ner acher. The tzarech abdala chutz mi aner hamiyuchad lohoyer babayis. So some say you need to make an avuka. You can't use what just one there. And some say no, you can use one there in that situation. Mikri avuka. Possibly we're talking a case where the two fires come together. Okay, al avuka. Hey,
you don't have a torch or. Candle with a lot of wicks, or a candle with as many as two wicks.
Yeah. I don't follow what you're saying. You're saying that it's preferable to say it on a avuka, which means it's just preferable, which means if you don't have an avuka, you say it on one there. Somebody says, comes the HB Sharma and says, no, you're mechuyev to light a second candle. So now you'll have two candles together. So vaitra, it's an avuka. Then the Ramah said, well, if you have a lamp, oil lamp, which has two psilas, so it's an avuka. Well, if you have an oil lamp, which is like yay big, and there's a psila here and a psila here, that's not an avuka. Right? He's talking about a small one that when the two psilas come out, the fire is merged. So it functions like an avuka. That's all. They're saying the case has to be a case of an avuka. It approximates the case of an avuka. Alavuka, Shara Rav. It has a lot of light. With Tarvla Hadar Shia Shalshiva, there is a mila of using one made out of wax. I'm not sure what's the other option out of pieces of wood. I'm not sure what the other option is. Okay, he brings it from the Kavanas Arizal. So,
oil.
What?
Oil.
No, wax.
Rather than wax.
No, it's better to use wax rather than something else. He doesn't say what the something else is. White custom b'shem sefer chasidim v'yikach yikach atze demishkon shekaren kin b'loshen askenaz b'nei sherecher ra. There's a certain type of wood which would burn very. It was impregnated with oil. So it's very oily wood. And it would burn quickly. Problem is, it puts out a bad smell. So, Mr. Mishmurz, I'm near it, so then so you shouldn't use it because you don't want to create a situation where you're filled with repulsed by the mitzvah. Near the Hano Oysen, Shanishma Mehan, Reach Rashal Zephis. There's a certain type which they produce this bad smell. The truth is, even on Shabbos itself, which is more karma than Motzi Shabbos, you can actually make a nair out of Zephis and use it. Right? And so.
Zephis, tar.
Zephis is tar, and Itran is like the white turpentine which you take out of the tar. They're all the different hydrocarbons that you make out of oil. So the fact that it's not a covet of the bracha because it smells bad, that wasn't the problem. The problem is we said the smell by each one, the smell was so bad, the sense that the kanas chazal was to make a bracha in order to in some way enhance your meal. Because you can see the food, you enjoy it more. So you hear of oynig is mechayvim, right? the person saying, you know, I can't eat here. It smells horrible. I'm going outside where it's pitch black. That's what's going to happen. So he's going to lose. It's an undermine on Shabbos. But we're not for that. The fact that it intrinsically smells bad and that's not covered for the bracha didn't seem to be bothering us. So you're being more makir by the Ner Avdola than you are by Ner Shabbos. So what is this, the Sefer Chassidim saying? You can't use this wood because it smells bad. What comes to the Sefer Chassidim? Shein zamin a mufcher. After Rav is saying, even though it has a lot of light, but since it smells bad, that counterbalances it and makes it. It's not a preferred type of item to use. It's not worse. He says, if you don't have any other type of wood available, you can use it. Okay. So if a person does not have an avuka, so he has one ner lit, he should add a second light also. Ner acher. Mishum heker shulashay mitzvah. That will make it clearly indicated that it's not here for light purposes, it's here for mitzvah purposes. So Mr. Berlin, the case was that you're not bringing it close together. Because otherwise, that's an avukah. So what's the chiddush? He's saying, even though you can't bring it close together, but the fact that there's another nair makes this nair that you lit obvious that it's for mitzvah purposes. Okay.
Why can't they be brought close
together? I'm not trying to say it. I don't want to finish off over here.
Why can't they be brought close together?
Hold the question, okay? So the person should add this other nair. Letzarech Abdullah. Shabur said, "Cholzer who rock the mitzvah ba'alma below the kuvah. It's not ma'akin having this anavuka." Then the most initial sheshes yesh loy shtei psilus is called avuka. Stam neir shem gemara upoys gemhanu neir shem. The word neir does not mean a candle; it means an oil lamp. Kamash v'lon. The point over here is the kivan shavu saying the gian zel zel lamalo, even though they're coming out, the wicks are coming out of the lamp in different places, but as the fires go up, they touch and they become one. Have avuka, v'neir shalano imunuch sham kama psilus. If in our candles, which we make, so if there are multiple wicks, but they're made into one wick, so at the mishavura. We don't deal with that as an avuka. We say it's just a thick wick, even though it's plied out of multiple strands. If he makes them distinct, they're separate. When you embed the wick into the tallow or into the wax, you put them in distinct from each other, separate from each other. So you would sort of weave it together, even though they weren't mamish touching, but the fires are touching. I can just take two candles, hold them together. So now I brought two fires together. That's called avuka. So I don't need dafka the scenario. The shtei psilus, whatever it is, fine. Masha dibrei amagam ram shiira shekiva ma'aris ladadi dos chashim avuka. You have to make sure that the fire is meat to consider it an avuka.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have the situation of the shtei psilus.
Right.
Wait.
Can't go right. Gimel noigim. The stock of a kapas ayudaim with super nine. There's a minute to look at your palms and on your fingernails. Hagobi yeshiras b'tziporne yad yamin. Well, that was a yad small. So you make the bracha on the nair you're holding the kais in the left hand, or you're using your right hand to look at your hand in the light of the candle. And that's the bracha zan. You should bend the fingernails over into the palm of your hand. Shaz roya at zipnaim imakapis vasachas lagira. Fine. So this way, you get to see fingernails and palm of the hand at the same time. And well, you're pnei etzbos shebifnim. You want to fold them in. You don't see the front part of the fingernails. You're seeing just the back part of the fingernails. So Shabir will talk about what that's about.